Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, periods of rain, a low of 37. Kenosha Police and the Medical Examiner's Office have launched a death investigation after human remains were found this morning. Lieutenant Brad Hetlett says a surveyor working in the 5300 block of 122nd Avenue located what he believed was a human skull in a ditch. Officers then located the skeletal remains of a human body. Hetlett says the death is being investigated as suspicious in nature. Anyone who believes they may have information is urged to contact Kenosha Police or anonymously through Kenosha Area Crime Stoppers. Racine police are investigating what was reported to be a property owner's confrontation with a potential thief early this morning on the city's north side. Officers were dispatched at the 1100 block of Chatham Street on a report of a 911 caller saying he'd confronted someone attempting to break into a vehicle. After chasing the individual a short time, the other man turned and fired toward the complainant. Police then went through yards attempting to find the alleged offender, but came up empty. Local volunteers were honored during a program at Racine City Hall this morning as part of Recognition Day for National Service. Mayor John Dickert said volunteers aren't thanked enough for what they do, noting that because of funding cuts at the state and federal levels, municipalities are seeking more volunteers to fill gaps in services. RSVP Program Director Bruce Davis sounded a warning, however, noting it's currently being recommended that the Corporation for National Community Service, which funds local programs, receive no federal funding.
So we're looking forward to an uncertain future in terms of funding for our programs, and we're looking to the immediate past as to how we're going to cope, and that is through a series of basically continuing resolutions from the Congress. That's where the funding has come from.
Volunteers from the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program, Foster Grandparents in Racine, and the VISTA program at UW Parkside were recognized during the program. Veteran service officers from across Wisconsin have gathered this week on Kenosha's lakefront for the group's annual spring conference. The week-long gathering at the Best Western Harborside may be the first time Kenosha has been the host, according to Veteran Services Officer Allie Nelson, who was Racine County's VSO until last year when he replaced the retired Daryl Green. Nelson was then replaced in Racine by Brad Belling, whose office is in the Cornwolf Service Center building on Taylor Avenue. Friday's final activities will include a discussion about veterans' issues with Kenosha Representative Peter Barca, the Assembly's minority leader. Racine's real school is currently located in the Olympia Brown School complex on North Erie Street in Caledonia, but could be shifted to the Sportsplex site in Sturtevant's Renaissance Business Park after a lengthy use review by a feasibility committee set up when Racine Unified became interested in the facility. RUSD Chief Operations Officer David Hazen said the sports portion revenue would factor into the $5.2 million acquisition cost and needed renovations to create the classroom space.
The sports revenues would contribute to paying for the cost of the building. The key there would be how much of the time for the sporting facility is available for outside rental versus how much the district would use it. Presently, most of the rental income comes from the evenings, and that would be continued. The daytime use is very limited, and that's when the school district would use the sporting facilities.
A vote could occur at the April 18th board meeting while there's a May 9th deadline agreement with the seller. The real school involves grades 6 through 12. The current Olympia Brown is to be demolished eventually in favor of a new building now under construction. Presidential politics, including the current campaign and the electoral process, were the focus of a presentation at the Racine Public Library by three UW Parkside faculty members. Jennifer Correa, an assistant professor of sociology and anthropology, noted the campaign rhetoric of Donald Trump and Ted Cruz about deporting 11 million illegal immigrants doesn't hold water and would be very costly.
In order to remove all undocumented immigrants, each immigrant would have to be apprehended, detained, legally processed, and transported to his or her home country. Now, that doesn't even look at the people who are born here, and then they might be caught up in this process by accident.
The follow-up question and answer session was all about immigration and naturalization. WRJN News will provide election night Twitter updates after the polls close at 8 o'clock, along with podcasts on the presidential primary, as well as state Supreme Court and the major local races. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.